The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Beth Moore encourages us to truly connect with God.
If you like to think in terms of your cell phone, these are calls that never drop. Jeremiah 33:3, call me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you know us not. This isn't just an iPhone, it's an I am phone. I mean, this is him, this is the one, he speaks it, and it is.
Praying God's Word, next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. Well, it's Wednesdays with Beth and James, as I know you do. James and I always look forward to this day with Beth's teaching.
Well, she's talking about something that I think is of vital importance, so important that it went into a book that we are making available to you. It's titled, Praying God's Word, and the subheading is Breaking Free from Spiritual Strongholds. The real influence factor in people's lives is in the invisible realm, in the spiritual realm. And she's teaching on this subject, and I promise you, you're going to be blessed by it. We'll tell you a little later in the program how you can get Beth's book, and you can also get what's been in the bookstores now for several months, Living in Love. Betty, I just talked to a man this morning that his whole life had in so many ways been challenged and unraveled, and he and his wife having challenges that you have no idea what reading this book has done for our marriage. It was thrilling to me to hear the positive and profound impact that our journey had, and we will make this book available to those of you who will simply help us give someone a fresh, clean, non-contaminated drink of water. You're going to rejoice to do that. Here's Beth Moore literally teaching us how to pray God's Word.
Scripture never gets tired. I want everybody to say that back to me.
Scripture never gets tired.
Scripture never gets tired. It's alive and active all the time. So when I read off, when I get me a new scripture prayer going, and for a particular, because somebody's going to ask me this, and listen, I believe in answering practical questions. Beth, how many might you compile? For instance, when I was trying to walk in victory over the area of addiction that I had, I got about 10 to 15 scriptures that really spoke to my situation, and I put them, I either put my name in them or my situation. Somehow I would personalize them in prayer, and I would pray those things every single day. And when I began to kind of where I wasn't thinking so much about what they were saying, then I would go to a new set. I'd go write some more. And in this way, I didn't grow tired because I was shoving the burden on the Word of God instead of on myself. Now turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I want you to hear something. I just love this. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the power of your Word. Thank you, Lord. So here's what I want to tell you as you're turning. You can do this yourself. You can do this yourself. In fact, I want you to write down Psalm 119, verse 45. Write down that address, Psalm 119, verse 45. Psalm 119, 45 says this, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will walk about in freedom, and that's what we're talking about, freedom from strongholds. I will walk about in freedom because I have sought out your precepts. Let me tell you something. I can give them to you in advance, but there's nothing like you going and seeking them out for yourself. Even the process of it is building up your spirit. So even the work that it takes, you might think, oh, I'm never going to get these all done. Listen, you're already living in victory because you're in pursuit. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Even the hunt for the scriptures is therapeutic and fortifying. Now listen to 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 13. Oh, Lord, I love this. It says this, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power, everybody say all-surpassing power. I mean, now that's giving you some good P's to say, some good plosive there. So say it again, some all-surpassing power. It's from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive and are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that this life may be revealed in our mortal body. Verse 12, so then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. In other words, when you and I allow God to put something destructive to death in our own lives, it brings somebody else near us to life. That our process of a self, that part that's crucifying the destructive parts of self, that brings life to somebody else. It is just the most marvelous concept. And then it says this in verse 13. This is where I want you to camp. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Everybody say, we also believe, and therefore speak. Okay, I want you to see something here. When it says with that same spirit of faith, of course it means spirit, just like you think of spirit, a spirit in us, the Holy Spirit. But the tightest and most specific synonym for the word pneuma there is breath. When God gave Adam a spirit, he breathed it into him. The Holy Spirit that dwells in us who have Christ as our personal Savior was breathed into us. Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So it's been breathed into us. So the process that's being talked about here is a process of breathing. And right now, throughout this time that we've been together, I mean, you've just like, without even thinking, you have been inhaling and exhaling, inhaling and exhaling. You have not been holding your breath. You have been breathing. You've been inhaling and exhaling. It's telling us exactly how to inhale and exhale victory. Because it's saying, listen, we always get pressed, but we do not have to be crushed. We may be persecuted, but we have not been abandoned. I mean, we know how to live in victory through this hardship, and we do it by what we're going to call this holy CPR of learning how to breathe. Now, what happens is this. When you and I believe God's word, we inhale it. I want you to just use this as a visual. If this helps you to picture the process, I want you to see it this way. We're going to believe, and then we're going to speak. Our process of inhaling that word is when we put our faith to it. In other words, I'm having my quiet time. I'm in the Word of God. And I'm going, yes, yes, Lord. I want that sown in me. I want that word. I believe you for that word. The moment I believe, I want you to picture that I just inhaled it. I believed, and then it says, and therefore spoke. We speak. That speaking is the exhaling of it. In other words, I'm going to believe that word, and then I'm going to pray that word. I'm going to receive that word, and then I'm going to speak that word. Maybe in the course of the day, I'll get a chance to even share that word with somebody. If I didn't get a word that morning, what am I going to share with them later? But I can't tell you how often I can say, I had that in my quiet time this morning. I got a word right on my tongue because I believe it, I inhale it, and then I'm going to exhale it, I'm going to speak it. Does that make sense? And in that process, we are breathing victory, living, breathing victory. It is marvelous and it is miraculous. I got to tell you something. We don't give enough credit to the power of our tongues. We really do not. We really do not. I want to beg you to see today that of all the things that Christ Jesus has given us when he created man in his image, the most powerful built-in, stay with me here, built-in. It's already in our person. The most powerful built-in instrument we have, whether you are saved, lost, know Christ, or don't know Christ, is your mouth. It is your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says that the power to bring things into being, to kill and destroy or to bring life is all in the tongue. And what we find out is this, God's words are omnipotent. In other words, he says it and it just is. He speaks it and it happens. But we are created in the image of God and therefore our words are potent. His words omnipotent. Our words are what? Our words are potent. What happens is this. We use our mouths for so many polar opposite purposes that we got no power when it comes time to use it in the Spirit. I just beg you to see, and God began to show me that whether it was gossip, whether it was profanity, it's just exactly what the book of James talks about when he says, listen, you're using your mouth to bless and curse. And he says, this ought not be. This ought not be. To have our tongues where we just go, Lord, I want to use my mouth as an instrument of supernatural power. It may be that part of what is waiting in that process of divine power to be released through you is because the tongue is being used. I'm not condemning. I'm just saying it's something that I had to realize in my own life was that I was using my tongue for so many diverse purposes that I lacked the power because it wasn't sanctified when it came time. I just want you to see it out of Isaiah chapter 6. Let him take coals off the altar, spiritually speaking, touch them to our lips and cleanse our mouths. We are a people of unclean lips, and we live around a people of unclean lips. But I tell you, when those tongues are sanctified and we start breathing us in some word and we start speaking out that word, it's going to happen. I'm not just going to tell you it might happen. I'm going to tell you it is going to happen. I want you to understand today, you have the ultimate wireless connection. It is always secure. If you like to think in terms of your cell phone, these are calls that never drop. Jeremiah 33:3, call me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you know us not. This is the power of God here. This isn't just an iPhone, it's an I am phone. I mean, this is him. This is the one. He speaks it and it is. You want to hear from this one. You want to hear from this one. I just know somebody's going to say, what if it doesn't work for me? What if it doesn't work for me? I told this right when we first began our Wednesdays a number of years ago, because I think it happened while I was flying up here to Dallas. I live in Houston, and Dallas is about 4 hours north, and so I was flying up. But I was in DFW Airport and had gotten off the plane and gone straight into the ladies' room, and I come out to wash my hands, and there was a woman there. You know, they had the automated faucets where you put your hands in under it. It comes out, and she walked over to the where the hand dryer was, and she looked at it. I could tell that she was studying it a lot, and it had a diagram on it of a forearm. And so so she picks her arm up like this, and she begins to go like this. And she stands there, and I mean, she just began. I mean, listen, if there had come a good wind, I don't know where the woman would have gone. And I was so embarrassed for her because it was telling you to push the lever with your forearm. It wasn't automatic. You understand what I'm saying? She was thinking it was just going to pick up that she was there, and what it was saying was put your forearm on the thing, push it down, and out the towel will come. Are you getting it with me? But I thought, God love her. I looked the other way. I felt so sorry for her. I never did help her. I just thought the best I can do for you is give you your dignity back. But it just tickled me so much because, honestly, y'all, she walked out of that bathroom going like this. Just wiping her hands on her pants. Why? Because she thought, that thing didn't work for me. It didn't work. All she had to do, put your forearm on it and push down. Out comes the towel. Girlfriend, this will work for you. Because the power of God works. The power of God works. The power of God works. What is that last word we have together? Finish. Some of you are going, I'm ready to finish, all right. Okay, what were our four words? I want to hear them again. Faith, focus, fire, finish. We got to see it to the finish. Listen, if I could tell you one place we blow it over and over again in our spiritual battles is that we quit when the pressure lets up. Because really, the truth of it is, we want to just manage our stronghold. We really, if we're just talking about our flesh, we want to get where, if we've had a substance abuse problem, we want to get where we could have it recreationally. But if it's been an addiction to us, we're never going to be able to have it as a recreation. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. But we want it to so bad. We want to be the one it's going to work for. We just want to get it under control and somehow still be able to do it. And yet it's got this massive hold on us. We got to see the thing to freedom. We got to see the thing to the place that a new habit is formed. Until it becomes a habit, you do not pass on to another subject. You stay with that thing that's had a strong hold on you. I got to stay with that thing that's got a strong hold on me until my new way is a habit. I was talking about picking out insecurity. It's been one of my most recent strongholds to just attack in full force for a solid year. And until those verses were starting to come naturally to me, until I could say, as soon as that feeling was coming over me, listen, I am clothed in strength and dignity, and I can laugh at the days to come. The Lord is my security. Proverbs 3, verse 26. He will keep my foot from being caught in a trap. Until those things started becoming what we'll call second nature to me, I didn't give up because I didn't want to just feel better. I don't want to just still wrestle with it. I want to win over it. I want to win. We got to stay with it until we're free. Do not stop short of freedom until that victory has become the new habit. I told you a story about the airport a little while ago. I'll tell you one more as we close. I have got this really quirky thing that I do, and it's one of those things that you're always sorry you shared later, because this is when somebody's going to think, you know, really, you are the strangest person I may know. But you know how when you first get to an airport, the first thing you do if you're flying out is you go check in for your flight, then you walk over and you look at the departures, right? I mean, because you need to know, are we on time or not? Are we delayed? And what gate is it going to be at? Everybody does that, but I'm not sure everybody does what I do. When I arrive, I have a compulsion to go look at the screen to see if I arrived. I'm sorry. I wish I wasn't this weird, but I have to. I see your mouth. It's not that I want to. I have to. I don't know why, but there's just something in me, and I try to go walk past it. Why, do not look. But for some reason, I just have this overwhelming satisfaction if I get off the plane and I look over and it goes flight so-and-so arrived. I just love that. It just says I really am here. They noticed. It really is true. And I think all of us, we just want to arrive so bad, don't we? We just want to arrive so bad. Listen, we're not going to arrive until we arrive on this one. We're going to fight these battles until we're dead, if we're blessed. Other people are going to get to be 80 years old and then just give in. I want to die free, whatever age I am. I want to die free, old or young. I had a woman write me that was doing the Bible study, Breaking Free, and she was 80 years old, and she said, I'm going to break free if it kills me. And I thought, 80 years old, but she's going to be free. She's going to be free. She's going to be free. My friend Louis Giglio of Passion City Church in Atlanta works with college students in such a powerful ministry of the Spirit. He put this on Twitter yesterday. Everything will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. Everything will be okay in the end. Is it still not okay? Well, guess what? It ain't the end. We haven't arrived yet. But when we arrive, it's going to be okay. It's not just going to be okay. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
To obtain information on Beth's teaching materials and for her speaking schedule, visit us online at lifetoday.org.
Oh, I hope you grasp that. It's really better than you could ever imagine. We cannot comprehend all that God has in store for us, even when we're going through those challenges and difficult times. We say there's no way this can ever work out. God will work His will in it, and we need to understand what it means to pray His word and be in agreement with His word, and only God can bring that to pass. Father, I pray that for everyone listening, that they'll hear what Your Spirit is saying to them, the church, Your family, in Jesus' name. You know, it's a joy for Betty and for me to come into your home. It's a joy for us to share with you fresh water in the spiritual realm. That's the reason Beth is here. It's an investment on the part of Life Outreach to present God's truth and His word to you in a way in which you can drink deeply of the truth and the refreshing water of life, God's word. And Beth is so anointed and so effective. So we are giving water to the thirsty, even when Beth Moore's on. But we want to ask you to join us in giving fresh, clean water to those who so desperately need it. I want you to watch this. It's only about a minute, but it's a minute that will not only perhaps change your life, but I can promise you it will change the lives of precious people. You can change someone's life. You'll want to. Watch this. Every 20 seconds. Three children died during that time. Jesus said, if you give a cup of water, you won't lose heaven's reward. That's what he means by reward. Don't start just thinking material. It is totally incorrect to use any monetary or material standard of measure to determine or measure the blessings of God. They are beyond the ability of any monetary standard to in any way equate. Heaven's blessing when you give even a cup of water. Betty, I saw that little boy there at the end getting that little cup, getting a cup of filthy water. No, he didn't have any nice clothes. He's not going to go home to a nice house, but he could live. He's taking disease. We can solve that. We can give that area, every one of those little villages, a fresh water well, and literally provide them water for life. I cannot imagine, Betty, anyone that wouldn't want to help.
I can't either. And you know, every time I see these little children and know in my heart that the solution is so simple, they need fresh water. They don't understand what's happening to their little bodies, but they know they hurt. They know they're sick. They know they're needy. Won't you help us get the fresh water to them? You are very significant to what God wants to do to help these children. You are the hand that joins with other hands to reach out and love these children and give them a chance.
Jesus said, if you'd give a cup of water, how important it is. He said, I'm the water of life. And when that water of life, when the love of God is in us, we're going to want to alleviate suffering. That's why I'm so concerned about the direction that we go as a nation, that the influence of the church remain positive and that we show people what God's love and His heart is really like. He's given us so much opportunity. I want to ask you, could you help us drill a well? Is there any way you could provide a gift of $4,800 and drill a well? That's the cost. That's the average cost. It varies in different parts of the world, determined by the depth or the type of soil we drill through. But the average cost is $4,800. We're committed to drill over 400 wells this year. Would you help us drill one? Could you perhaps drill several? If you can, we're asking you to do it. If you will understand that your prayers for someone to join you, you make a $1,200 or $2,400 gift, pray someone will join you, three others or another person. Whatever you can do, we're asking you to do it, but keep this in mind, please. Please understand this. This is key. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. $144, 30 people. Would you right now dial that phone number? If your heart was broken, you needed prayer, we're here, and the call's paid for by love. Always wanting to help you, somebody cares. They make it possible for you to call and say, pray with me. Most of our calls, even today, will be somebody needs prayer. But would you call as an answer to prayer and say, here's my $48 gift, my $144 gift. I want to help with a well. Please make that call. Put your gift on a bank card. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're mailing. Or you can go lifetoday.org and make that gift right now. I pray you'll do it. Thank you for making the call. Pray others will join you in sharing water for life.
Water, Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested, can lead to death. But one new water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your donation today, Mission Water for Life can drill 415 water wells this year in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any size, we'll send you Living in Love, James and Betty's new book that shares keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. You'll also receive Beth Moore's best-selling book, Praying God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to record and reflect on your own personal times with God. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture representing God's fatherly love for us as His children. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I really thank you for your help. Betty and I, with all of our heart, express gratitude for the lives that you're touching and saving. I want to encourage you to ask for the journal. Betty, I'll never hold this journal in my hand that I won't remember when our daughter, who had just won a supernatural battle with cancer, walked in our home and handed this to me and said, "Dad, God told me to give you that journal. I treasure it. I carry the journal everywhere that I go. I've actually bought 2 more like it." Now then, we have the journal for you. If you will help us give water and provide water where it is so desperately needed, we're also sending the Praying God's Word book by Beth Moore, Living in Love, that Betty and I have written to help you in your life's journey, and the beautiful bronze, The Heart of the Father. You help at the level you can and know that you're going to touch lives with love and life. Thank you for doing it. We want to bless you. Thank you for joining us to bless others.
Tomorrow, Women of Faith speaker and author Lisa Harper.
I tell people I'm not fixed, but I'm freer than I ever dreamt that I could be.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.